시를 내거리야. 나 참바 마냐 베진다라. 나 참바 참바 누르디. 속속신 딱다고 때라 속고라.
Therefore, during the process of death, while you still have awareness, one should increase as much as one can this the strength and capacity of that awareness. Then at the actual time of death of the mind of clear light, there is an appearance like an autumn sky, a pure autumn sky, without anything in it. Dawn sky. And at that time, the very subtle consciousness is still in the old body. This mind of clear light will remain for 3 days for people who, as I mentioned before, have not been consumed, whose physical constituents have not been overly consumed by illness. So even if the ordinary amount is 3 days, if you're capable of utilizing this mind in practice, you can make it last whatever you want, a week or 3 weeks or... There are about 10 Tibetans who, since 1959 and our arrival in India, have been able to engage in this type of practice at death, extending the time of the mind of clear light. Some very strange things happen. For instance, in the camps, even in the summertime, very hot summertime in India, a person has died. In other words, the external breath has ceased, but the person remains for, say, 2 weeks in the mind of clear light. A sign of this is that the body doesn't decompose at all. And the person looks like someone who's sleeping. Then when the mind of clear light of death fluctuates just a little bit, the mind of clear light stops and the consciousness leaves the old body. Then, just as in the process explained forwards before, one passes through that same process in reverse. Then the bardo or the intermediate state begins. There is an intermediate state between the two lives for someone who is to be reborn again in the desire realm or in the form realm, but there is not any intermediate state for one who is to be reborn in the formless realm.
Any 디시리 닝즘 자라 내려들어야 롱중 교면세 롱중 마티면 샤니 그래서 샤기리 그래서 대 다가나 내게 되고 있나 아니 많이 내도 닝즘 자라 그래야 롱중 기 팀이 이게 많 중세 됐다 롱중 많이 많이 내도 닝즘 다시 임벌다 많이 내도 닝즘 자다 그래서 샤샤 그래서 샤비오네 디시 통마스인지 가지고 세선 독시
and similarly, at the end of the intermediate state, when a person takes rebirth, say, in a mother's womb, one passes through the eight signs as before in the forwards order, and thus the first mind of the new lifetime is the mind of clear light also. As one passes through birth, death, and the intermediate state, one passes up and down through various levels of consciousness. That at the coarsest level is during the life state, the living state. The subtlest level then is at the death state, and then it comes up somewhere in between for the intermediate state.
你下去出生时的心拿到嘞，你可咋？你都不可能那个什么长嘛去。
Then similarly, during a day of 24 hours, when one passes into thick or heavy sleep, one passes to the subtlest level. Then when one dreams, one rises to a grosser level. And then when one wakes up again, one rises to an even grosser level. And similarly also, when a person faints, the consciousness becomes more subtle also. That's the explanation today on the topic of dying and death. If one is going to put this sort of a structure into practice, there's a great deal one has to learn, a great deal that one has to implement.
Yeah, now, 是吧? 7 minutes more. Repeated of question and answer.
Seven minutes more, sir. How do you say?
I don't do, sir.
Three types of there are three types of karmas or actions. In terms of the means by which one does them, that is to say of body, speech, and mind. In terms of its issue of actions issuing in terms of the entity, since there In terms of entity, there are three types, virtuous, non-virtuous, and neutral, due to the fact that those actions respectively give forth as their fruition pleasure, pain, and neutral feeling. In terms of when one will experience the fruition of an action, there are three types. One type where the fruition is experienced in this lifetime, one in the next lifetime, and one in other lifetimes. And then in terms of the fact that actions project or impel rebirth in the desire realm, form realm, and formless realm, there are three types. Those that are non-meritorious, those that are meritorious, and those that are non-fluctuating. There is a long and complicated presentation of karma.
Talks about there's always different kinds of aspects of thought, and I'm wondering, it seems a part of the process of preparing for death is learning to experience these various signs that you talked about while you were still alive, and then when you experience them at the time of death, we're then prepared for them. I'm wondering, first of all, if there is a practice whereby the consciousness is separated from the physical or this coarse body during life, and also whether you see any similarity or parallel between that and whether you see any parallel between that and the experiences of some people, which are now being reported in the West, of people who come very close to death and sense themselves being outside of their physical body, inside in another kind of what they describe as perhaps a subtle body.
There are cases of the separation of the coarse consciousness from coarse body while still alive. In one type, this is due to practice in other lifetimes, and thus is like a gift or something that one just gets from birth in this lifetime. Mainly, this type of separation, which is a case not just of something appearing to be this way, but not actually being that way in a dream, is by way of the subtle dream body, in special subtle dream body, in which actually does separate from the coarse body. I can't explain this in detail. It might be that the body from which the subtle dream consciousness had left would keep breathing, and it might be that it would be like in a deep state of meditation. However, in any case, this subtle body can go about everywhere. then the police can't find it.
He can't go anywhere.
And then, according to one's own wish, the subtle dream body returns back to the old body.
And also, you see, that body can go, you see, in deep space. Since that moment, no rough physical. So, you see, there's no obstacle or no distance. You can reach everywhere.
Come close to death and accident, let's say.
Because I don't know. Didn't they tell you yesterday? Pasha Yanchi, not a Shukchambo Yoga Kaduja, didn't they tell you yesterday?
There must be cases of this and also cases in strong illness where people have experienced this.
Yes.
Many of us have read some translation of the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the Bardo Tadal, and being suitably impressed by the peaceful and the wrathful figures one is to meet in the intermediate stage. But we are not, by and large, within Tibetan Buddhism. We have not had the permissions, the wong, the initiations, the meditations, the teachings. Would those of us who have no idea beforehand what these look like, would we still see the same figures in this state?
I
don't
think so.
These explanations in the Book of the Dead, generally speaking, are based on the fact that one of these explanations at the meeting with peaceful and wrathful deities in the Bardo would be due to one's having practiced such while alive. As one approaches death, there are many stages in which, as a result of one's former practice, one gets a chance to identify what is happening, and then beyond that, to identify the basic nature of the mind itself. That the Tibetan Book of the Dead is written from the tradition of the great perfection, and thus is particularly concerned with identifying the ultimate nature of the mind. One gets a chance during these stages to identify it, and if you don't identify it at this stage, you might possibly at another stage, and if not there, at the next stage.
And
it will be very, in general, it's difficult to do this unless one has received initiation and so forth.
Only one, the last question now. Last question.
You spoke about increasing strength and awareness. in the stage right before passing into the final death stage where you see just a black eye of night. Well, I wonder how one increases this strength and awareness.
Prior to the dissolution of the coarser consciousnesses, one needs to generate very powerful force of mind. And then every day in one's own practice, one needs to meditate these stages. For instance, in terms of my own practice, I do it 6 times a day, this practice of the stages of death. I am not exactly sure what will happen at the actual time of death. However, I'm engaging in the causes so that I am reminding myself now. Through this training or conditioning, it helps one when one actually arrives at that time. Just as when one is going to train for war and so forth, one studies maps and so forth, thinking about where the forest is, where the lake is, where a hill is and so forth. And then when one actually arrives there, one is able then to notice rather quickly where the lake is, where the forest is, where the hill is and so forth.
And to do kumja madaya the tangwane yu chan tambu sanayuna and kumdewa and tesisimare.
And because you are used to it from before, you won't get excited and nervous, anxious.
So that is. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank His Holiness very much for this presentation on death and dying, this first seminar in the center. May we have a commemorative photograph with the entourage and the the directors of the center? Mm-hmm. Please come.
What is the center? Who's the man on the far left?
We heard that. We all heard that.
What's the hurry? You just gotta go?
I mean,
watching the time for the...
Oh yeah, we're on a schedule. Low list, huh?
Can I turn it off?
Yeah.
Stop.